We have talked a bit the past week or so about the big reconciliation package moving through Congress, the Schumer-Manchin surprise compromise bill that includes $369 billion to fight climate change and would cut, say the Democrats whose bill it is, it would cut the country's carbon emissions by about 40% by 2030. Corporate America has been making pledges of its own the past few years, so I went out to Nashville a couple of weeks ago to see how a company goes about meeting its climate goals. We are technically 25 minutes outside Nashville in a giant industrial park in Laverne, Tennessee. Huge warehouse-looking spaces, shipping containers all around.
455, sweet E. That's us.
And then, having, of course, gone the wrong way around this huge building, we finally found the place we were looking for.
Good morning, Kai. James McCall.
Good to see you,
James. Chief Sustainability Officer. Nice to meet you this morning.
How you doing?
So, welcome here to our HP Ink Recycling Facility.
Thank you. So how do I get a fancy vest and the eye goggles?
Let's get started there. Let's get you guys set up with some safety equipment.
Let's do that.
I need that gear to get inside an 80,000 square foot ink cartridge recycling facility run by HP Inc. and Sims Lifecycle Services. HP has a goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040, and their term is across the value chain, which basically means the whole supply chain, plus the emissions that come from using their products at home. James McCall, HP's Chief Sustainability Officer, is our guy.
HP is committed that we will get 75% of our raw materials from circular sources in the next 10 years.
Circular sources. Define your terms.
So the way that we think about it is anything that's coming from a recycled source or coming from a renewable source or that's getting a second life. So like these ink cartridges, what we want is we want to take this plastic and turn it back into the next device, whether that's the next printer, the next PC, or the next ink cartridge. We want to have that plastic live a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth time.
Ink cartridges, we should say here, are a huge part of HP's business model because unlike a printer or a PC, you got to keep on going out and buying ink cartridges all the time. Through last year, HP has made more than 5.4 billion of them. 5.4 billion ink cartridges. The 30 people who work at this facility sort the used cartridges. They disassemble them. They salvage the precious metals inside and then shred the plastic to make new. And it's not just the at-home printer cartridges we all know that we're talking about here. It's bigger ones from offices and huge ones that I had never seen before used to print banners and things like that. It all starts with consumers mailing their old cartridges back to HP or maybe dropping them off at a retailer like Staples or maybe Walmart.
We process nearly 100,000 cartridges a day at this facility.
I'm sorry, 100,000 a day?
Yes, a day.
Although now looking out over the, and I can only call this a sea of ink cartridge, like these are return envelopes, right?
These are. And so we get return envelopes through things like the U.S. mail from customers.
The cartridges in this plant have come to Tennessee from all across the United States and Canada and Mexico and eventually make their way into giant cardboard bins stacked up on pallets and racks, floor to ceiling, six decks high around the facility.
Let's ask Will. Will, how many cartridges
Will,
are Will, in
this box? Will,
come
here. Wait, let's get the expert.
So Will.
For Will, first of all, tell me who you are, Will.
I'm the site manager for Sims Lifecycle Services here in Laverne.
So you're the guy who actually knows what's going on. I mean, no offense, James, right?
You're right.
Okay, so how many of these cartridges do you think are in this one box here?
Somewhere between 20 and 30,000.
So net-net, right now, on a, what is this, Thursday? On a Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, how many of these cartridges, either these, the personal printers or the corporate printers or the ones in from grandma and the kids, how many figure are sitting here right now? Guess.
That is a rough number.
Yeah.
45 million, if I had a guess.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, I don't doubt you. It's just,
and the,
it's
and the majority of the reason that we're...
Step one here is sorting those 4 or 5 million cartridges by type. There's a conveyor belt camera system that does that. And then it spits them out into different buckets based on size and shape.
We've learned our way into this process. Yeah. If you think about the early days, there was no ink recycling system.
Right.
Several years ago, HP had to kind of invent this as we went along. And literally, when I say invent, some of our first test models were taking an old washing machine and starting to put cartridges in it and see if we could clean
them.
We had, borrowed a...
That's actually funny.
We borrowed a chicken processing line from Tyson, and we figured out if we could use that for sorting processes and sorting ink and things like that. So what you're seeing now is the second and third generation of that.
Once the cartridges are sorted, they head to the other side of the building to get taken apart. It's louder and a bit more high-tech, too.
We actually cut the sticker off the top, right? So you want to scrape the sticker just off the label.
Slice it?
It's just pushed off, right, as you would slice it off. And the second step, we're going to remove the lid. Again, we're pushing the lid off. The reason we're doing that is that exposes the internals, right? So now I can take the foam that holds the ink out.
If you ever wondered what the inside of an ink cartridge looks like, this is the place to be.
Absolutely. After I take the foam out, the next step in the process is to remove the electronics. The printhead itself includes a lot of high precious metals, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
look
we want to be able to
yeah.
get these precious metals, these golds, these tungstens, these other things back out. And then you're left with
and
just the black
thing.
Cartridge, the
right.
outside cartridge.
Right.
And we're doing this hundreds a minute at scale. So.
Right, right. This is crazy.
Wow. The average ink cartridge usually spends 2 to 3 months in Luverne. The finished product that comes out of here, which is the shredded plastic, right? It takes another trip to a plant in Canada where it gets mixed with other recycled plastics and then takes another trip to a factory in Malaysia or China to make new cartridges that then go to market.
HP's seen our sustainable sales grow from $1 billion a few years ago to 1.6 to last year we had $3.5 billion in sales linked back to sustainable sourcing.
All right, but what are HP's overall sales?
We're probably about a $50 billion company. So.
Right, so less than 10%. I say that only to point out the scale of the challenge.
I think the scale of the challenge is there, but I think the opportunity is ahead of us, right? As customers start to shift and make these choices, you're also seeing industry change and customers change as we start to rethink this, because that's what it's going to take, is it's going to take us rethinking the overall supply chain.
You've been doing this a long time, 25-something years, right?
26 years.
26 years. How are we doing? Not we, you and me, and not we, HP, but we, the American economy. I mean, you're a trained observer of this stuff.
I think what we have to put in context is 20 years ago, people were barely talking about sustainability and people were barely talking about circular economy.
I should tell you, getting ready for this interview was the first time I had ever heard the phrase circular economy.
Well,
and maybe that's on me, but it's an us problem, right?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem, right? Is it does take solutions all the way from manufacturers like HP and us thinking and innovating circular all the way through to the consumer like you. And we've got to be able to close that loop. But what encourages me, you ask me how are we doing? You and I grew up in a world where we didn't recycle because it didn't really exist and the infrastructure didn't exist. Yeah. If you look at my teenage kids now, they would be horrified to throw a plastic bottle in a trash can. They go around and pick up other people's plastic bottles and recycle them.
My daughter turns off the lights all the time when I'm sitting in the room.
It gives me hope, Kai, because if I look at the next generation, they already get it. So that's the shift we've seen in the last 10 years. Imagine where we're going to be in 10 more years.
James, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.
We did check, by the way, Marketplace World Headquarters here in Los Angeles. We do indeed send our used ink cartridges back to HP for recycling. We've got some pictures from that facility. You can see those giant boxes and all the rest full of thousands of return envelopes. That's up at our website, marketplace.org.